The summing up and close of Net Workshop 42 was given by Tim Marshall of Janet in April 2014.
Thank you, Peter. Well, there's another thing we can take away from that. I mean, Janet, 30 years ago, it was even longer than that, that I was at university, when I was president of Wessex Films at Southampton. And the technology we had then was a thing called a Bolex H16. Some of you might remember them, a 16mm camera that was virtually clockwork. And for our annual allocation in the student union filmmaking group, I think we got about 3 rolls of reversal film. I can't remember what that was. That's about 4 or 5 minutes a pop, so 12 minutes worth. And we would make dramas, which most of them seemed to take place in student bedrooms. We were all trying to see how near we could get to the racy stuff in the cinema, forgetting that they had cutting ratios of about 50 to 1, and we were trying to do it in 2 takes. So a lot of excitement there. But the point I'm making here is that this technology, faster and faster, is becoming available to our students. And I think I was very taken with Bernadette's talk, it is the young that are leading us. We've got to be responsive. No longer can we be the guardians of what is right and wrong in the sense of what technology people can and can't use, because students are coming into the universities more literate in the technology than we are. So we've actually got to change the way we work, and we've got to become enablers. But I think that's just amazing, that now people can pick up 4K cameras and produce something like that. It's not that simple, actually, talking about the lights. I remember when the first high definition was shown at the BBC, and we were just all wowed by it. That was when I was there, so it was a long time ago. But I think the point that was made is you have to remember, as you go to high definition, the costs go up. So some people say, oh, you don't need to use as much light. Actually, if you're doing drama, to light for high definition is more expensive than standard definition, because you're getting into feature film type lighting. Your wardrobe, your makeup, all requires more effort because every little nook and cranny is seen. I don't know if any of you have ever been on a light entertainment set, one of these panel shows or something, but they are, well, certainly in my day, they were some of the most tacky things out. A slap of emulsion would go on the front, and you get away with it by a bit of judicious lighting and it would look quite good. Nowadays, if you actually did that, people would sit at home and question even more their license fee and say, well, why am I paying for rubbish like this? Because the definition is so good and it shows it up. So let's take that away. This stuff is here. It's not tomorrow. It's here now. And it's our students are going to go out into industry and use it. So it behoves us to enable them to use it at university. Little commercial here. I'm a great supporter of the National Association of Student Television. In fact, they'll be having their awards at Loughborough on Saturday night. And again, I never cease to be amazed by the quality of work that's done. And this work is done outside the faculty. You know, when you take people of my antiquity away from them and let them get on with it, it's amazing what terrific work they do. The Real Varsity match at Loughborough, I've watched that on a couple of occasions, Loughborough against Bath. And Bath or Exeter, I can't remember which, it's their big rivals. And I've sat and watched it, and it's fabulous. The on-screen talent that they have is almost better than some of the diehards we see on television. So really please encourage that, and don't see extramural activity of the students as being extra. It's all part of their experience, paying $9,000 a year. And the vice chancellor's interesting, the person I have responsibility for one award in the student awards, and the one that's won this year, is a student station that's almost started for nothing in the past 2 years. The university's invested in kit for them. They've come on, they're making 7 series a year. They've got a lot of one-offs. They're doing a rugby match as well with one of their rivals. One of the keys to it is the vice chancellor of that university has personally got involved and sponsored them and supported them. That shows how important he sees extramural activity in the Student Film Society to the value of that university. So that's really, I hope that's given you some thought and something to take away. So let me just go into our final thanks. And let me just start by saying something, I think, which is connected with what we've seen, but is also very much about what we're about in the future. And some of you know that I go around saying, are you a 6x4 person? And the reason I say that is, does anyone know why tennis is covered from the end of the court? Anyone? Because if it was really that good at the end of the court, the umpire would sit there, wouldn't he or she? If it was that good. The reason it's covered from the end of the court is because when television was first covering tennis, it had 6x4 ratio, aspect ratio. If you covered it from the side, it would be a very strange shot. There'd be a lot of air and redundant space. So it was covered from the end. What sort of aspect ratio do we now have on television? On high on the high definition television. What is it? Anyone know? 16x9. 16x9, you might call it letterbox, is very different. So you say, why do we not cover it from the side? Because sports producers are old farts. That's why. They don't like change. Eddie Obeng, who runs something called the Virtual Business School, he came from Ashridge, and he goes around giving a talk saying the rules changed at midnight and no one noticed. And how true that is. Some of us are still working in ways that we used to work because the technology demanded that we work that way, not having realized that the technology's changed and our paradigm of working should be different. And that is one of the biggest challenges to all of us here as we seek to be right up there at the edge, is to think, what are the outcomes we're trying to achieve? Not how we did it in the past, but what are the outcomes we're trying to achieve, and what's the technology available to us to achieve that? And so I hope that, again, you'll go away this year remembering, I hope you won't be a 6x4 person. I put a camera on the side, actually, in Beijing, when no one was watching, late at night, because it was sort of divine retribution time if you got caught. I didn't put it to air, but I put a 16x9 camera opposite the umpire, about 8 foot above their eye line, just angled down, four-channel sound, and just watched it. And it's stunning. It's exciting. If you go to Wimbledon, you know you want one of those seats near the halfway line just back. They're the best seats. And again, what the drama showed us is you don't need a television director cutting around. You can sit and enjoy it because you can see the action within the frame. It really is making that business think twice about what they do. So really, just as we come to the end of this, let's say a few thanks. And there are a few people I want to say thank you to. I haven't been able to get to all the sessions because I've had one or two other things going on. But the feel and buzz around the place, I think, has been really good. I've sensed a really good conference. There's been a lot of interesting stuff. Someone said to me walking down to the hall this morning, they said, it's interesting that at this conference, you know, sometimes you go and you take your emails, and he was saying that he actually hadn't got into them because it had been so engaging. Well, that's terrific. And so for that, I'd like to congratulate Jeremy and Henry and all the others of the team that have put the program together. I think it's been a terrific program. And there's a lot more yet to come, but thank you for doing that. And also to Claire and Rachel for the marketing support, and Terry and all the work that you've done. Fantastic, and it really has been good. I thought last night was a super event, nice place to go, and I thought the speaker afterwards was spot on. I thought that was a really good choice, so well done, and I appreciate all the work you've done there. And we couldn't forget the great work that's been done by our hosts here at Leeds. It's not just a question of saying, yes, you can come. There's a lot of work has gone into this. And to Rhys and his colleagues, Rhys, we do thank you for the work that you've done. This has gone splendidly. IPv6 on wireless, that's a new thing. That's where we should be. We should be at the front there, not just relaxing on the way we've done it. Not 6x4 people, but 16x9 people. And that's what walking the talk is about, so that's terrific. So thank you very much. Thank you for these great facilities. I think the exhibition, I can't speak for the exhibitors, but I feel the exhibition has been really good. It's been a warm place. It's been a lot of discussion. There's been space for people to move, but also it's been sufficiently cozy, if you like, so that we and our partners, the exhibitors, can be together. And I do mean that seriously because, as you know, I feel very strongly that our commercial sponsors, partners, companies, they are partners. This is a partnership. And I've never heard so much nonsense when people speak disparagingly about our commercial partners, because we couldn't do this. Smell the roses, friends. We couldn't do this without these commercial partners that we work with. What we can do And if we're doing our job right, it's a real partnership, we can articulate to them the needs of our communities, something that it would be very expensive for them to acquire for themselves. And they're not always trusted. Some of our colleagues in our communities don't trust them. So it's for us to be the intelligent customers on their behalf, to have that real relationship with our suppliers, because that then is a virtuous circle which stimulates them to develop more. And so we're coming to that really sad moment. We've got two colleagues who won't be here, okay, next year. And this is a very special moment. Julie and Wendy, they really are part of Network Shop. They are Network Shop. And the tremendous work that's been done by them is exceptional. And so this is the year that they've decided they've not had enough, but they've decided they want to go and explore and do other things. And life is too short to just do Network Shop year after year. And that will come to all of us, of course, at some point. But I just wanted to reflect, Wendy's first network shop, she takes on the easy ones, was 1997, I think, is that right? In Belfast. So that was 20 years ago, so that's a fair old run. I believe you've missed one. You weren't very well 1 year, but you missed one, but you've done the rest. I think also we can always look that she's looked for interesting venues. We've had some good ones, haven't we? I remember the RAF Museum, that was, I still remember some of his jokes, actually. I still tell them not as well as he did, but that was a good evening. I think one of the most memorable ones, and I think it was, for me, was one of the first ones, I think it was here, when we had two Orient Expresses. And the second one was late, because this is my first year, and I sat opposite the great man Vince Cerf himself on the train. But there was a slight problem, because the second one was late coming. And Wendy and Shirley were working hard on behalf of, us guests. But I'm not sure it did my health any good because Shirley and Wendy were demanding of them more champagne. You can't keep our guests waiting, you know. If they're waiting for the train, you've got to have more and more champagne. And I do remember the train eventually coming and... here's the train, where's the door? And that was just the beginning. I know that happens at the end of Network Shop sometimes. That was just the beginning. And there was me in this sort of haze trying to talk to the legend of the internet, Vint Cerf, and have some sort of intelligent conversation with him. Fortunately, Vint had also been participating, so we both degenerated into a sort of conversation of mutual understanding. But it was another of those quite bizarre ones because you enjoyed the trains and the Pullmans, but we were going through a rain-sodden North Wales. Nothing I've got against North Wales, but we were going round there and you saw nothing out the window. I think we went to Llandudno Junction, turned round and came back. But it was a wonderful evening, and it's just typical of the sort of things that Wendy has been responsible for over these years. Some of the speakers, Lenny Henry, I think you got 1 year. I won't tell you my Lenny Henry stories, but that's I'll tell you over a beer sometime if you want. But that's what's made these things special, is that there's been that element of fellowship, there's been the serious discussion of cutting-edge technology, and all coming together. And I do, unfortunately, go around to several conferences, and again, what I've seen so far, and I'm going to Internet 2 next week, and I know that this one is very special, very special. And it's very important that we keep it that way, with all the changes going on, because there is a real value in this room that you couldn't get if you diluted it or changed it. And so while I have any influence over this, that will be my ambition to keep and improve this as the way it is. So really, I think just before I just give something tangible to Wendy to remind, it's worth probably just reminding of one story I do recall. Were you a house mistress at one time in a school? Yeah. I learned this very early on. Although David could have warned me about this, possibly, but we're going to Exeter next year. And I do recall, it must have been one of my early network shops, we were at Exeter, and it was quite a pleasant evening. And we'd had I'd probably say it wasn't one of our more successful after-dinner speakers, a woman who spoke about business or something. But she was quite loud. And I thought it was my job to be courteous to the speaker and everything. So as we went to the bar afterwards, we were all outside. And this woman was loud, actually. And I probably had a couple of beers and I was getting loud as well. So, and we had all these bedrooms all around. So we're out and I'm doing this. And suddenly there's a house mistressly voice comes over. Will you people be quiet? We've got a conference. We've got sessions. Oh, bloody hell. I thought, you know, this is, I didn't know the chief exec got bollocked like that, you know, from someone who does conferences. But what was even funnier for me, because, you know, well, I'd taken the incoming, was there I saw David along, just along with his pint of beer, and David was going, whoa! So, Wendy, I remember that with much affection. She didn't speak to me until about lunchtime the next day, you know.
I was worried you were going to sack me.
Well, there is absolutely no way I would have sacked you. So, really, for all the value you've given to us and what you've done for us, I'd like to say thank you very much. And here's just a small thing to say thank you to you.
I have loved my 18 years being involved at Janet and Network Shop. I will miss you all. It's been great getting to know you. Somebody said, would I not reconsider just another year? But in the words of somebody I used to do an impersonation of, the lady's not for turning.
So there we are. Well, I said I wouldn't keep you, and I've got a few things to say, but I'm not really going to say them at any length because you know what it's about. I mean, I was just thinking this morning, listen to the news. Christine Lagarde, years of moderate growth, so we've got that to look ahead to. We see signs of recovery around, but we're going to be in a challenging world. I see another thing in the Financial Times. Higher education contribution to the economy has risen in the last 5 years. By 25% to £73 billion. So remember, we are an important, essential and growing part, despite all the financial challenges, part of the economy. And then, of course, BBC News, another thing this morning was this thing about high-speed internet prices are going to go up. All the more important that, and that's the drive for all this stuff, you see, in entertainment, that's going to drive the cost of internet prices for high-speed delivery up. All the more reason we need to retain the type of delivery that Janet Six is able to do in order that we don't have any inhibition for our researchers and our communities. So that's very important. I mean, I haven't got to all the sessions, and Alan Gaddian, I thought, was a great start to just get a real illustration of the sort of characters that are researchers. They're no different to the producers in the creative industry. They're interesting people. They're very intelligent people. They're very bright people. But they're people who we have to enable to do their work very well. And that, you know, that's a challenge in the good sense, because these are creative people, and it's important that we enable them to do their work well. Bernadette John, I thought, was a really fascinating talk, and a whole other area. Who would have thought 10 years ago at Network Shop that we'd be talking about social profiles? And yet how relevant, I mean, that really woke me up, that speech, about how relevant that is to our students. And then the other thing pushing forward, hearing Lee Lapworth from Rolls-Royce speak this morning, that's a new area for Janet, the collaboration that we do with our institutions and industry. They're just some new areas that we're going into. Just because we didn't do it in the past, it doesn't mean that we do it now. And then there are changes in our organisations going forward. But as I see it, however things change, we must have partnerships. And we must work together. So I'm particularly looking, and JISC overall are looking at how we can have stronger relationships with USISA, build that together. Stronger regional relationships, and I know that's something USISA are keen on as well. But very important that, and I know one of the interesting challenges is with the changes with the regional network operators, one or two people are saying to me, fine, we see the network is changing, but there needs to be something in the region that pulls people together and holds them together. And that's very important to JISC as well, and to USISA, and I think to all of you. So we need to have a look at how we can really harness the power of people to coming together regionally to get that thinking and building together. And the other thing that's gone slightly between the cracks with all the changes is what we used to have at the JANET briefings. And I think it's very important that we get back to a position where we have engagement with you on the technical aspects. There's been a lot of politics lately, and quite rightly so. You have to deal with politics and what have you. And possibly that what's dropped through is that direct engagement with you on the technical aspects, where we're going, what's your input on where we're going, how do we go forward together to make sure that we're all meeting the needs. So that is very high on our radar to make sure that we continue to deliver that. So really, that's all I want to say. You heard me say it last year, I say it again. The value of JANET can be articulated in many different ways. You can look at what would happen if we didn't have JANET, and you can do it purely on a telco basis and what have you, and it still comes out very well. I mean with all my heart, the value of JANET is actually this. You are the value of JANET. You're not on the JANET payroll, but you are the value, because coming together like this, discussing, and that's why I think the regional thing is so important, getting you together, enabling you to exchange information, and then capturing that information and taking it into our business so that we go forward together is so important. So I do appreciate you taking the time out to come. I hope you found it useful. Please give the feedback to us how we can make it better, because that is so important. And so really, I just hope that you have a very safe journey home. And before we leave, there's just a little taster for next year, where sadly Wendy will not be there. So whoa, we can have a partner. Make as much, Ed's going to make as much noise as he likes. You don't know what's coming after, that's the only thing. So let's have a look. Here we are, little tease for Exeter.
We're absolutely delighted that JANET have chosen the University of Exeter to host Network Shop 43. Bringing Network Shop to the Southwest gives us the opportunity to speak with our colleagues, to network with other IT professionals from around the UK, share information and have a chance to think about the future. We're really pleased it's coming to the University of Exeter.
It's been 7 years, I think, since we last hosted Network Shop, and in that time there's been incredible changes. We've got a brand new auditorium, we have brand new residential facilities for the delegates, we've got fantastic new facilities I'm sure everyone will enjoy. So I think Network Shop 43 is going to bring real value to the Southwest education community.
At Network Shop 43, I expect people to be able to engage in some lively debate, understand some innovations in the IT marketplace, certainly catch up with some old friends and make some new ones, all based in our great, vibrant forum building on the beautiful University of Exeter campus.
So if I was asked, why attend Network Shop? Well, certainly if your budget's tight and you can only get to one event in the year, then I'd certainly make it this event. It's amazing, JANET have managed to distill all the current hot topics into just a few days of intense discussion and provide a forum for people to talk, share experiences, pick up tips, and collaborate with their peers, colleagues, and the JANET staff. It's also an opportunity to have meaningful technical discussions with a diverse range of suppliers, everything from cabling and hardware through to support and cloud services. There's certainly a real sense of engagement with this JANET community, and the premier event that marks that is Network Shop. So I really hope we'll be welcoming you to Network Shop 43 in Exeter next year.
Thank you very much, and have a safe journey home. See you next year.
This recording was brought to you by JANET Training as part of Network Shop Online. Further information is available on our website at www.ja.net/training.